Blog Talk Radio.
Report Talking Dirt. This is our podcast. Each and every week we go live here on the 110 Nation. Come on in, sit back, put your seatbelts on, and get ready because we got a heck of a show here tonight. We got a couple of new guests coming on tonight, and we also have a couple of big events coming up. But before we get really into this thing, let's talk about what happened last weekend. The story of the weekend is really Justin King. Justin King was unbelievable. He comes in second place in Hattiesburg for the Dixie 50, and he finishes first place at the Brawl Bash for your Pure Stocks over at Outlaw Speedway. But it doesn't really reflect on what happened on the track on Friday night. Friday night, he started dead last in the race, 24 cars, drives that car all the way up to the lead. He spins out, move him all the way back to the back of the pack again. He comes back from the back of the pack. He gets back up there for the lead, and something happened. I can't remember what happened, but they called a caution on him. He had to go all the way back to the rear of the field, and the third time he charged through the field, and he gets a big second-place finish there. Another three or four laps, it could have been a first-place win. And then on Saturday, Justin King just dominated the race pretty much entirely. Billy Walker finishes first. He gets DQ'd. Something about a carburetor issue. It was an illegal carb. It's the same one that he uses at five other tracks. It's just illegal at that track. You know, sometimes that happens when we got different tracks, different rules, all that good stuff. You know how that works. One track could be, you know, this is all legal, and another track, it's not legal. So, unfortunately, the rules are not universal as much as like the street stocks and the late models and all that. All that's pretty much universal. So you can run any track and you have the same rule package. But a lot of these other classes like stingers and pure stocks, factory stocks, bombers, whatever you want to call them today, tomorrow, hot shots. They're all different at every track. So, you know, it's a tough break for Billy Walker. But at the end of the day, Justin King declared winner there in Outlaw. And Justin King comes in second behind Jim the Professor French. Jim gets it done at the Dixie 50. We got a pretty awesome video when his wife met him on the track on the Southern Dirt Track Report. You can check that out. We will post the last three laps of that race. I'm probably going to do it after the podcast here. We have it all on supporter page. So if you want to see the entire weekend, you can go ahead and click on Southern Dirt Track Report. Look under groups that we're under. On the main page, you click on groups and then click on supporter for $4.99 a month. Lots of races already on there for this season and lots more to come. Also on our Talking Dirt page, you can go on our Talking Dirt page and you can actually check out, we're going to start doing little games and stuff on there. Next week, the podcast will be live on there. We're going to try to live one more time on there. So next week, we're going to get it set up for the live podcast on the Talking Dirt, Southern Dirt Track Report page. So y'all go check that out. It's going to be awesome. And, I mean, this past weekend, Greenville rains out. The rain chance was like 90%, so they went ahead and canceled it beforehand. And that was a good call by the track. Also, Pike County ran, had some good racing down at Pike County this past weekend. And Baton Rouge ran Friday night. We was at Hattiesburg Friday, and we was at Outlaw on Saturday. We got a lot of good things going on this week. Big races all the way across the South. Whether it's just a regular weekly show or whatnot, but we got a lot of things going on. The race season is picking up. We're almost halfway through it, believe it or not. We're in May now, so next month will be, you know, June, July. You're halfway through the season already, and then we'll be over with come August, September. So there's still a lot of racing to go. Big races coming up, and we're going to talk about one of them right here in just a little bit. But for now, we're going to keep this thing going. Baton Rouge Raceway, they ran this past week over at Baker, Louisiana. And if you've never been to Baton Rouge Raceway, make it a bucket list. I was trying to get the word out. Make it a bucket list track and go check out that place. It really is good racing each and every weekend. The car count is around 70 cars, between 60 and 70 on most nights. When the sprint cars come in town, of course, it's going to be 80 or 90 cars there. But it's always a good time, and it's always a really good track to go watch third track racing at. So we're going to run you through some of the results there. For the Stinger class in the feature, it was Philip Wallace out of Denham Springs, Louisiana, in that 49. He gets it done on Friday night. Alvin King comes in second. He's out of Denham Springs, Louisiana, as well, in that 88. And David Davis rounds out your top three out of Denham Springs, Louisiana. And he's in that Yup car. That's right. YUP is on the side of that vehicle. That is his number on there. Pure Stocks was a really good race. I got to give a shout-out to the 3P. Of Buddy Payne out of Denham Springs, Louisiana. That's my buddy for real. Buddy Payne wins it at Baton Rouge on Friday. Corey Tuggle comes in second in the P1, and Robert Navelles in the 95. He comes in third place in your Pure Stock division. Rookie Limited Mods was a really good race as well. Deuce Combs out of Ponchatoula, Louisiana in the 88. He wins that one. Ken McMorris, Denham Springs, Louisiana in the 7. He wins. Second place, and out of Calico Rock, Arkansas, Steve Carradine in the 1X comes down to Baton Rouge Raceway this past Friday, and takes home a third place win there. Let's get you to the Limited Mods real quick. We're going to run this because I'm running out of time. Jacob Evans, he wins the Limited Mods out of Walker, Louisiana in 21. T-Wayne May comes in second in the 46, and Dale Farmer out of Zachary, Louisiana, in the 41F. He rounds out your top three for your limited modifieds there at Baton Rouge Raceway. In the street stocks, in the feature, Hunter Edwards out of Denham Springs, Louisiana, comes in first in the two-car. Jason Truax in the 526 in second, and Dustin Jessup rounds out your top three in the 223. That is your CUSA street stocks there. And then on your CUSA dirt late models, eight cars show up for your crate late model race. Luke Bennett out of Ethel, Louisiana, gets it done in the three car. Donald Watson out of Greenville Springs, Louisiana, 91, comes in second. Brady Walton out of Greenville Springs, Louisiana, in the B2. He rounds out your top three. I see May there in fourth. That's a you know, second time in that car, and May is getting it done out there. So, and that's going to round out Baton Rouge's features. Many wedges did run the Young Guns and the Generation Next Limited Modifieds. In that Limited Modified race, the Generation Next, Douglas Buller, he gets it done in the 44 in Denham Springs, Louisiana. Wesleyan Tuberville out of Denham Springs, Louisiana, gets it done in the 12 car, comes in second. And Kendall Carpenter in the 1X comes in third. All right, so that's it for Baton Rouge. We are going to be at Baton Rouge maybe this weekend. It could happen, but we'll see what happens with that. All right, we got Ryan Carpenter on the line here. Ryan Carpenter over at Deep South Speedway. What is going on? What's going on, Artie? Oh, not too much. The same old, same old. What's going on over there at Deep South this weekend? Is y'all racing this weekend, correct?
Yes, sir. We're racing this weekend. We got kind of a little bit different format this weekend. As a lot of people know, we got the Ferrari 51 race coming up, which is a big pure stock street stock or factory stock pure stock challenge race. So we're kind of gearing up for that this weekend. Going to put the factory stocks and the pure stocks together. We usually run them two separate classes, but we're going to put them together this weekend, throw a little extra money in there. We got the modifieds, which is always a good show over here, the 316 Bombers. We got the vintage class this weekend, 1,000 to win. They're usually not over here very often, but they wanted to come race, and we had an open date, so we put them on it. And we got the 602 Crate Racing USA Sportsman and the Stingers coming with us this weekend.
All right, so some people might not know what the vintage cars are. Try to give them a quick explanation of what the vintage is. Vintage runs pretty – they got pretty good classes along the south from Florida, and then, you know, the Florida Panhandle, and the South Alabama runs them. But for people in Mississippi and Louisiana that might not know, talk about that particular class and what kind of car is it and all that good stuff.
They're an open wheel car on a metric chassis that's modified a lot, and they have like the 32 Ford bodies, if I'm not mistaken. Their fiberglass bodies look like the older style cars that originally started racing on dirt. They're a high horsepower that puts on a good show whenever they do come. So we put them on, put a little extra money with them, and see what they can bring.
Definitely. If you've never seen these cars look like classics. They really do, and they're fast. They look like they kind of got the open wheel thing going, kind of like a UMP, but the body's a little different. These things, they get down and they go fast. And if you get out to Deep South this weekend, you can definitely go catch some of them vintage cars. That's pretty awesome. What else is going on over there in your neck of the woods?
Like I said earlier, we got the factory stock pure stock challenge race, which is the Ferrari 51. It's going to be a pretty big deal over here for us. It's $5,100 to win, and there's some other prizes in there, lap sled, you know, lucky dog, or there's different like highest Florida winner, highest Mississippi winner, fastest qualifier. There's a lot of extra money in there other than just the $5,100 purse. It's a big deal. Last year, this is the second running of it. Last year, I think we had 64 cars or 63 cars. I'm not 100% positive on that number, but we had a lot of cars. And I'm projecting to have the same amount of cars or more. It's a pretty big deal. It's one of our local racers that raced with us since we took the track over. He raced with us, built a car, nothing but for, I wouldn't say nothing but for Deep South, but he built a car. That's where he come. He raced with us, won his features, our opening night, and he passed away, and unexpectedly, just out of the blue, so we put this race on for him and his family and his friends, and we're just trying to grow it to be the biggest thing around for factory stock, pure stock racers. I mean, there's not many races around that you can race for $5,100. And, the payback is good all the way through the field. It's a $300, I want to say it's $300 a start. So it's a big deal.
Definitely. There should be a ton of cars there. After last weekend with those pure stock races at both Hattiesburg and Outlaw, these guys, they're ready to go. Like, everybody's back in it. We're now in the month of May. April's kind of slow with the car count, but now it's going to really start picking up, and I believe y'all going to have a bunch there. We will definitely pass the word on the Southern Dirt Track Report and get the word out that this race is coming up, because that's a big deal, $5,100 to win, and it's for somebody that's been there racing for years, and like it says on the flyer there, the 51 Mafia will be in the house. So that's going to be an awesome time. We're definitely going to try to make that one. And come on out and enjoy some racing. I went out there about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago with my cousin. And when we left the track, my cousin goes, "Man, I've been to a lot of tracks. This is the track." I said, "Man, I told you, Deep South is something special. It is. It's definitely massive." And the facility is top-notch. I say that about a lot of different places, but Deep South is definitely, if you want to catch good dirt track racing on a Southern Alabama night, you ain't going to catch it at a better place than Deep South Speedway.
Oh, no. We put a lot of time, and I'm actually at the racetrack right now. I've been working out here all day. And, we do this. Because we love it, and we want the best thing around, and you got to put time into it, and it's definitely, from when we first got it to where we got it, where we're getting it going in this direction now, it's definitely been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, that's for sure. So we're trying to get it, as nice as it can be, and we get a lot of compliments on. Everything is just top notch, and that's what we're trying to get it there. We try to improve something. It might be something small every week or every month. Just try to do something to make it grow to be a nice track. There's tons of nice tracks around this area, and you come here and it's definitely, we want it to be nice. So.
Definitely. I see y'all have a new stand right by the front gate. That's going to be, I hear, a peanut stand. That's going to be nice when it's all open and ready to go.
Yes, sir. That's going to be our new, we're actually going to do our peanuts out of there, and we're going to do some merchandise out of one end of it, and peanuts and, candy and all the good things for the kiddos and all that, and just something right now, it's trying to get help is the main thing. It's tough right now to get workers, but we're getting it there. It's just a matter of time. So
yeah, I heard the cry a couple of weeks ago that we need some pit workers for the concession stand and the pits. Anybody out there listening that lives down in South Alabama, if you need a little job, one night a week, one night every other week, or however many races y'all run there, get in touch with Deep South Speedway, because they were definitely looking for some good workers, and it's a top-notch facility, like I said before. Another thing I wanted to touch base with you is the bleachers there. They're built into the side of the hill there, And, you know, I go to a lot of places. And everywhere as I go, you sit in these hard bleachers with wood, with like, you know, 2x6s. And they're not comfortable on the rear end. But honestly, when you go and you sit on that concrete, you would not think it would be that comfortable. But I don't never leave with an ache when I leave Deep South.
That's right. Yeah. And people bring, most people bring chairs, you know, fold out chairs. I mean, we have a lot of seating area. I mean, we even have tailgating around the back straightaway and in the pits. And that's a pretty big thing. It's pretty popular.
I got a chance to go ride over there to see those people over there on that side. And that's unique to that track because there's not many people doing that. And let me tell you something. It is awesome to be able to pull your vehicle into the pits, get on that back stretch, back up to the track, and enjoy some dirt track racing out of the convenience of your own vehicle. I mean, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, we actually had to put a fence up. That fence wasn't originally there when we purchased the racetrack or, you know, took over the racetrack it wasn't a fence. It was just a block wall. And so our insurance company made us put a fence up and put cable through it. We have 5 strands of cable through the back straight fence. And so we knew we were going to go that route. So in order to do that, we had to spend a little bit of, you know, money on fencing and wire. And I mean, I don't know if there's any fencers out there, but fencing is not cheap. So it's just something unique, just something different. So
correct. Yeah. It's nice. I love it. I love that idea of having a whole track surrounded, and that's unique to Deep South. Every track I go to, the whole entire track don't have people around it. And at Deep South, you could go and, you know, in 1 and 2, you can stand, you can sit up there, you can sit in 3 and 4, you can sit all along the back stretch, the front stretch. It is unique. I'm telling you, this track is going to be some big races coming up, lots of cars coming in. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead. All right, I love the fact that they got the pits on each side too. That's kind of neat. You can set up pits on one side. They got pits on the other side, so it brings a lot of character to the track.
It does. I mean, it's something that's just different. You know, we want to be able to see racing from a 360. You know, wherever you're standing, you need to be able to, you should be able to see some type of the racetrack. That's our idea around this facility. I mean, I know you're not going to see it back from the very back of the pits, but if you're standing anywhere around this racetrack, you should be able to see some type of racing. That's, you know, that's the main killer. I mean, you want to bring in as many people as you can, but when you pack everybody in just to one little bitty space, you know, that person that don't got the very, very best view of the racetrack is probably not going to come back the next week. So, you know, we can get out and move around, and that's definitely a plus for us.
Definitely. All right, so you got any last words you'd like to say? Go ahead and promote that big race one more time, and anything else you'd like to add to it, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay, it's the Ferrera 51 race. It will be May 19th through the 21st. I will be putting more information out on Facebook and our deepsouthspeedway.org website. It's a pure stock, factory stock challenge race. And I didn't mention this before, but we're also running the 604s, bombers, modifieds, street stock, and they're going to be making big money too. They're with $1,500 to win for this race, $1,500 to win for the 604 street stock, the modified, and I think I said 604s already. But yeah, that's gonna be our bigger purses, and the Stingers and the Bombers will also be in there. But definitely the May 19th to the 21st, Deep South Speedway is gonna be where it's at. That's for sure.
Definitely. Thank you so much for the call tonight. We're gonna get you on. We'll get a little bit more time. And we'll definitely keep up with Deep South this season. Good luck to y'all for the remainder of the season, and we're going to push for that 51 race on the Southern Dirt Track Report.
All All right. I do appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
All right. You too. That is Ryan Carpenter, y'all, over at Deep South Speedway. Big race coming up, the Forever 51 race. Will be on the 19th to 20th that weekend. Y'all come on out, support that track. The track is awesome and always has a good time there. So the Vintage Racing will be coming up as well, 1,000 to win this weekend coming up. So y'all get on out to Deep South Speedway down in Loxley, Alabama, and I'll go support them guys over there. They support us. We support them. So it's good to hear from them. All right, y'all, we got Ryan Southern. Ryan Southern's got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. We had a great weekend this past weekend. The Dixie 50, Jim, the Professor French, gets it done. And also the Pine Belt Brawl, I think it was called, over at Outlaw. Tell us what's going on, Ryan. How are you tonight, should we say?
Doing great, Artie. I appreciate it, and glad to be back on the show. I know I was absent a couple weeks, but got a little more time on my hands to join this show. I always love coming on here and what you do with it. So with that said, we'll get right into it. As far as Hattiesburg Speedway last Friday night, we did have all the classes running in the modified, the feature, the R76. That was a brand new wrap on that car, and it was its debut. And that was a tribute car, and Alan Gray was a driver, and he ends up with the win. Robert Casta in second, and Heath Williams in third. As far as the Stingers, we ran them second in the feature, trying to give them a little more visibility. I wish we would add some more cars because they always put on a good show. The 95 Junior, this kid, first time in a car, race car, Daniel Crosby, and he gets the win. So he gets his first win. In the 95 Junior, the 8 of Ethan Contestable was second, and then Jay Pratt in the 7-11 third. In the Pure Street, the Dixie 50, 50 lap race, this is the first year we've done it with the Pure Street class, and we showed up with 23 cars. One of them wasn't able to join in, so we did start 22, and Michael Sojourner in the 42 was not able to make that start, so we had 21 take the green flag. And it was quite a battle in the beginning. There was some spin outs. It wasn't because of the track condition. The track was pristine on Dixie 50 night, and we were having them three wide coming out of the turns. It was exciting to watch. But about halfway through the laps, then they started whittling down. It became a race of attrition. There was cars breaking. There was a few spin outs. There was very little wrecks. There was one situation that I think a wreck caused a couple cars to go out. But overall, they all hung in there. And at the end, Jim French was the winner of the Dixie 50, taking home the $3,000 check. And we want to say thank you to all the sponsors that came on board for the lap monies, for the purse monies, for the special awards monies, and couldn't do it without those sponsors. And we want to say thank you once again to all those sponsors. Justin King came in second. TJ Pratt was third. And then next race was the Crate Lates, and Shannon Lee turns up with the checkered flag after that one was said and done. Joey Pilgrim, he's been strong. That 27 racing team has been incredible this year to watch, and they've really improved their game. Chase Cooper, unfortunately, didn't have a good night. He finished ninth. But Eli Thomas in the 5E, a sharp-looking car, ends up in that final podium position in third spot. And then our final race of the evening was the Street Stocks. And Calvin Martin in that C24, I don't know if you've been watching him lately, Artie, but he's found something, and that car is unbeatable. And he is just putting a half a straightaway to a full straightaway lead over the competitors. And I don't know where else he races, but I'd be interested to hear how he's doing at other tracks. But we're glad to have him at Hattiesburg Speedway. Always putting on a good show. Doug Taylor brought it home in second and Tony Atwood in third. Then we move on to Saturday, and we had the Pine Belt Bash 30 lap feature, again, 3,000 to win. And we had 23 cars show up to that one. There was some bumping and banging. There was some good racing. There was And that new surface on the Outlaw Speedway has been incredible as well. And it's definitely been racy. It's been smooth. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Hurricane Area Super Sprints get out there on that surface and see how well they do. But your winner was the 41 of Billy Walker, but he got DQ'd after Tech because of an illegal carburetor. And so that moved up Justin King in the 182 up into the first spot. And so he had a really great weekend, finishing second at Hattiesburg and then first at Outlaw Speedway. Your second place finisher, who was third, was the two of Brandon Harris and then James Bradshaw in the 711. That's a good-looking car on that wrap that he's got. He ended up taking the third spot after the DQ. So overall, great racing in the Pure and Factory Stocks the entire weekend. Great showing of the cars as well. And that's what we like to see. And we want to say thank you to all the sponsors and Outlaw Speedway for helping out in that. In the other action in Outlaw, the Crate Lates, 36 of Taylor Jarvis was your winner, followed by Hunter Lewis and the 54 of Jason Reed. Then in the modifieds, Little Ronnie Roberts in that 33 took the win. Jade Luzenberg in the 46 was second, and then Rusty Cooper in the 38 was third. And then in the street stocks, the 4J of Chris Dixon, the 8J of Lance Johnson, and the final podium spot was the 42 of Lonnie Scarborough in the street stocks. The Stingers, good showing on the Stingers at Outlaw Speedway. Drew Smith in that 29, he's been strong and takes home the win in that number 29 car. Skyler Fleming in the 13 in second, and then Austin Fleming in the 00, bringing home third. So there was three Fleming Racing cars there at Outlaw Speedway on Saturday night, and they took second, third, and fourth. Now we're coming up to a big race at Outlaw, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. And that one is going to be the Bang Banger 2000. Now it was originally designed to be a $2,000 to win Stinger race, but they've since changed that and split it. So now we're going to have Hot Shots using the SCDRA rules, and we're going to have the Stingers using the Outlaw Speedway rules. And the money was split down the middle. For first place, it was first 1,000 for each, and then RFC Racing came on board for the Hot Shot purse and added another 1,000. So for the Hot Shots, it's 2,000 to win. For the Stingers, it's 1,000, and then the pay is even for both classes down through. Second is 600, third is 400, and it's 50 to start, $25 entry fee. So it should be a good showing between the Stingers and the Hot Shots at Outlaw Speedway for the Bang Banger 2000, and that's on Saturday, May 14th. They'll also be racing the modified street stock, pure and factory stocks in the 604 crates. Now, coming up tomorrow night at Hattiesburg Speedway, we are going to have a regular race night, but we did add the 600cc mini sprints, which are now known as the Southern 600 sprints. So you'll get to see those in action tomorrow night at Hattiesburg Speedway, and it's going to be a great racing once again. And those little mini sprints, they get moving, and it's amazing how quick they are. They're not far off from the time of the actual 360 sprints. So it's pretty crazy. If you've never seen the mini sprints, highly recommend you show up at Hattiesburg Speedway tomorrow night and give them a look, because they are fast and they are exciting to watch. One of the other things that we've been doing lately is the fan photo contest. And what we do there is the very next day on Saturday, I put your picture out there of one picture that you took and why you posted it. And then the fans actually vote on the winner, and that winner gets put in the poster for the advertisement for the next Friday's race. And that seems to be a pretty big hit, and it's incredible to see the entries that we get. And if you haven't followed that on the Hattiesburg Speedway Racing, make sure you take a look at that and see all those entries, because it's pretty cool. Initially, when I started this, I was picking the winner randomly, and I couldn't do it anymore. It was too many of them that were so good, so that's why I turned it over to the fans to make that decision on who the winner was. Of course, we always have the honorary youth flagman, And we have the Fan Feature Frenzy for the kids at Hattiesburg Speedway, the place where the kids are part of the race. Now, you were at the track last Friday night at Hattiesburg, and when we introduced the young man that was going to be our honorary youth flagman, and it's been cracking me up because we usually turn it over to Ernie Parker to let him know the one rule, but lately I've been asking the kids, and the kids know exactly what to say. And when he came out and he said, "Don't drop my flag," the crowd lost it. I lost it. Ernie lost it. It was hilarious. And that's what it's all about.
It was
yeah,
great.
It's incredible. But yeah, we'll be having that tomorrow night again, the Fan Feature Frenzy and the honorary youth flagman, as well as the Pure Streets modified crates. And that's the 604s. The Stingers, and the 600cc mini sprints, known as the Southern 600 sprints. So some great racing coming up this weekend and next weekend at the two tracks that I attend. So with that said, Artie, I'll turn it back over to you. And I also want to, before I finish up, we do a prayer list on Hattiesburg Speedway Racing. And if y'all haven't been following that, please do. If you're a prayer warrior, please join us on that, because Mama Parker still needs our prayers. She's still dealing with some lingering effects of the situation she was in. We also lost a member of our racing community. If you recall, the KTS modified, that's Myers, and Amanda Williams. Those two are always together at the races whenever Ken races. But her son was unfortunately killed in an accident earlier this week, and you know, it just hurts me when one of our racing family has a situation like that. But keep them in prayer. I know the funeral, I think it's either Saturday or Monday. I haven't gotten the final details on that, but they're from Bogalusa, and we don't want to keep them lifted in prayer for peace and comfort. Also, Jeremy Item, he's on the mend for back surgery. He's got positive reports from him saying that the surgery was a success, and hopefully we can see him back to normal and behind the wheel of that 18 crate late, slinging it around Hattiesburg Speedway again real soon. And so with that said, I want to say thank you to you, Hardy, and Chris Creighton, for everything you guys do for Dirt Track Racing and this show, this podcast. God bless, and if you all – just continue those prayers. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you, Ryan. But yeah, that kid, when he said, "Don't drop my flag," I'm telling you, everybody in the stands was laughing. That's a good moment. That just shows you these kids are listening, they're watching. That was a very, very sweet moment, for sure. But thank you so much for coming on, and we will see you next week.
All right, brother. Take care now.
All right. That is Ron Southern, y'all. That is the chaplain and the announcer at both Outlaw Speedway and Hattiesburg Speedway. Y'all go check out both of those tracks. Both of them are fantastic. Really good racing at both. All right. Now we have Sarah Fletcher and Robert Malone. We are going to be talking Jackson Motor Kart. How are y'all doing tonight?
Good evening, Artie. How are you, man?
Hey. Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, doing excellent. Doing excellent.
Awesome. Tell us about this past week. Y'all had a day race. How did it go?
We did. Jay, you want to fill in on the race?
Yeah, it was a little bit dusty. I've not decided we won't do another day race, but it did. It turned out real well. We had one guy, Brett White, took three wins at the I think he was running a clone motor. He ran light, heavy, and super heavy. And then we also run the 600 sprints, and so they did really well. Had a fun time. Had five or six of those guys there, and so it was a lot of fun. It was a good opener. You know, saw some things we needed to change and some dirt work that needed to be worked out, and so we're actually having some equipment brought in tomorrow to do. I don't know dirt. You'll have to ask Rob about what they're doing with that, because I have no idea.
Me.
So,
I've seen a couple of videos. I just need to put a little bit more water on that bad boy, but it was really fast. I actually watched the sprint cars. Somebody had posted it, and those little sprint cars were getting it on that track. I'd love to bring a radar out there and see how fast they were going because they were rolling.
Well, that's one of the – I think it actually is the largest go-kart track in the state. And so it's 972 feet all the way around from the center. The straightaways are 272 feet each, I want to say. And they love that track because it's very minimal banking on it, and they can really get out there and move and open them up. So it's not as good as getting on the big track. They like to get on the big track, but they when they're going to get on those small tracks, that's the one they like to get on.
Correct. I'm telling you, the video I seen, they were quick. Very quick.
But we're looking forward to it. We have the next race. It's going to be May 21st, and we're looking to possibly do like a Sunday afternoon test and tune to see how that track surface does after they get that equipment out there. And I actually possibly going to move some dirt around from where the mud bog is? Where they've got those berms at, and we're going to pull some into the track and level it out. Like I said, I don't know much about the dirt, but they're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on the dirt, man. Working on the dirt.
Definitely. Look, the track looks good. It does. Just needs a little bit of more water on it, I think. I think the track is perfect.
It was dusty that day, but we dumped a couple of loads out on it with that big water truck, and Rob's got an idea of some mechanism that they're going to do for water in between races. But at the night races, you don't have to worry about that much dust.
It's
just got to keep a little wet. Tell us about what's coming up next. When is y'all's next main race? I know you said you got a test and tune coming up, but when is the main race coming up?
Main race is going to
be
May the 23rd.
May 23rd.
Right. First.
21st. Okay, I'll write that down.
Yeah, it's the 21st. And then we're going to have, I think we're planning on a added money race on the 25th. Yeah, it's going to be June 25th. We're going to have an added money race. We haven't decided how we're going to divide that up between the classes, but hopefully we can find out what classes will be more popular at this next race to be able to decide which ones we want to add to.
Add a little bit of money to those pots, huh? So it seems like everything's going good there. I seen a couple of videos from this past weekend, and it's exciting to see that little track. I've been sitting there for years. I've been passing there going, man, I wish somebody would do something with that track. And finally, somebody is doing something with that track, and the track is really, really, really coming along really good. And I appreciate
it. It's been a lot of work, but it's well worth it. Well worth it.
No doubt. I appreciate y'all's effort. I really do, because I always said that I wish somebody would do something with that track, and finally it's moving. We got racing again there. It sat vacant for a mighty long time, and to see the racing back on that is just awesome to me. I'm very, very happy for that.
Yeah, and,
absolutely.
You know, we've got the little series that we're going to be doing between us and Mojave and the little Columbus track it's the Columbus Speedway. It's the big track that he's putting go-karts on, so it's going to be the three of us. And then it's going to start at Mojave in Louisiana on July 2nd. And then it'll go to us August 6th. And then it'll move over to William on October 1st. And that'll be the completion of that series. And we'll have some championship, awards and all that that'll be presented at that Columbus race on October 1st. And so y'all be listening for that, because Rob will be doing some promotionals on that. And then so we'll actually be there. Go ahead, Rob.
I was just saying, stay tuned to our Facebook page. That's where we, you know, put out our most of our promotions and updates. So keep close eye on that.
Definitely.
And then, but we'll be up there at Columbus this weekend helping them with that race at, with Wes and them to help score it. So that's, so anybody could be racing, we'll be up there.
Definitely, definitely. You know, bad news on my car. It's got a blown head gasket, so now I'm kind of grounded.
Ooh. Oh, man.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but right now it's a pretty tough time. I'm pretty much carless at the moment. It makes it back and forth to work, but barely. So, as soon as I get that thing fixed, or if I get a new vehicle, whatnot, I will be up there supporting y'all 150%. I definitely want to come catch a race this season there. So hopefully everything works out on my end, so I can get back up.
Absolutely.
Get back going to some racing. It's tough when two weeks ago on the way home from Baton Rouge, I was basically on the side of the interstate for 8 hours. Just a crazy situation. I didn't know what was going on with my car. Some dude walked past me at 4 o'clock in the morning on the interstate. It was kind of scary out there for a minute, but I got the car home and come to find out it was a head gasket bone. So, as soon as I get that fixed, I'm definitely going to come out and support y'all. I'm hoping to get it fixed before the first race of the series, because I like to catch all three races of the series and make it, part of the Southern Dirt Track Report family. So, hopefully we can get that going. And I'm praying that I get good news from my car and we get everything fixed, and God brings me through this little struggle right now. But I definitely want to come up and support y'all, and we're definitely going to share on the page. I will get with you after the show. I will text you, and we're going to get y'all where y'all can post on the Southern Dutch Arc Report as well. So I want to make sure everything y'all's posting gets out there and gets the word out. So I will definitely get with you after the show about it. So, but thank y'all so much. If y'all want to add anything else, go ahead. And
real quick before we get out of here, just say, to our sponsors, KB Motorsports and Big Al Lubricants, and also Power Stroke Perfection, Bo Williams Muffler Shop, and also Infinity Healthcare Systems. So they keep us up and running and help us out where we need help. So I always want to give them a shout-out as well.
Definitely. Anything else, Sarah?
I think I'm good. I'm at work. So I told Ron, you got to jump on here because I have to go for a minute. That's
all. Sounds good. All right, well, thank you all so much for calling in. And we got Terry and Amanda coming up in a little bit. That's going to be fun. But we got Jay Dillon coming up next. Thank y'all so much once again for calling in. Y'all go check out Jackson Motor Kart Speedway right there in Byram, Mississippi. I was about to say Louisiana for some reason.
Absolutely. Come see us.
But go over there, check them out, support kart racing in the South. It definitely is an awesome little place, and they have put a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that little place. And y'all go check them out and go racing there one weekend when you're available to go. Thank you all so much once again, and we'll see y'all next
week.
Thank
you, Artie. All right,
thank you,
Artie.
All right, y'all. That is Jackson Motor Kart Speedway right here on the podcast on the 110 Nation right here each and every Thursday night. We are live here tonight. We started an hour later. I had some things happening that I had to take care of, but we'll be back on our regular time next week, 7 p.m. All tuned in to our podcast. All right, up next, we got the one, the only, Jay Dillon from Greenville, Mississippi. What is going on up there at Greenville Speedway? I don't know. He might not be on yet. I think he's on. Oh, you there, Jay Dillon? All right. We're getting some technical difficulties, I guess, getting Dylan on the phone here.
What's happening, RD?
There he is. I knew
Dylan's in the house. I was already on. Me and Mr. Chris Harrington, we were talking. We were in the background talking behind the scenes of the Dirt Track Report about the J. Dillon show, which we're going to launch in 2 weeks. Not this Sunday, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday at 7 p.m. we're going to launch on 110 Sports Network. The J. Dillon Show will be on the radio, my friends. So y'all be sure to tune in because we're going to have some big-name guests from drivers, engine builders, chassis builders, you name it. We're going to have some fans call in, you name it. We're going to have them on there. It's all dirt all the time. So what you got going on, Artie? Did you get your car fixed?
I got a blown head gasket. I'm going to be grounded for a little while because it's going to cost me too much money to get it fixed. So we're going to get to the races, but it's going to be hard for a little bit.
I told you to get up with Philip Wallace. I mean, the Hotshot King down there in Brookhaven, he got something that you can get off of him cheap.
I talked to Philip. I told you on the text message,
man, call Philip. That's my partner, my friend, my brother from another mother. Call him. Know he got something. It may not have no windows in it. You might have to come to Greenville and Jackson without the windshield in it, but you can ride, coach. You know, Mother Nature, she ain't playing nice right now, Artie. Is it raining down there where you at?
No, not yet, but it's coming.
Oh, boy, it's raining up here. Me and last week, you know, we had canceled at 12 last Saturday. The deal was we had rain moving in last Saturday and just so happened, you know, April showers bring May flowers. And it did not rain. But like I say, we got to go out there and test and see. Anyway, we took Snowflake out there and I took my little boy. That's what me and Chris were talking about. I thought it was Rob on the phone, actually. And then I caught Chris's voice. Oh, this is Chris. He's the producer. I was like, okay, good. I know who we're talking to. I'm sitting here in the floor drilling a brand new $400 amp helmet. And you know that they don't make the youth helmets with the holes for the Hans device. And we got my little boy one of Z-Tech 6 ACs or whatever they're called, and one of high-back neck systems for his car because we're going to launch our Young Guns class this weekend at the Greenville Speedway if we get to race. Mother Nature plays in our favor this week. Last week we went out there, and already I have never seen a hot shot run out of gas at the racetrack, ever. My little boy he put 250 miles on that car. I said, are you serious, cuz? 250 miles, a whole tank of gas. I bet he made about a billion laps. And we all sitting over there, and he got faster and faster. And he said, Daddy, I'm going to the World 100 for it. So good. I said, I hear you, cuz. Keep talking. You talking my language. But like I say, we had a few others, you know, to come out. Mr. Chris Watt. Team Zero Motorsports, they come out. Justin Reynolds come out and run his car a little bit. And, of course, Kamikaze Clayton Kilgore Carlson, he brought his street stock out. It was the Lee's Body Shop house car. Now it's a small change racing house car. And we all made some laps last Saturday just trying to get all the cars right for this week because we're going to have ASCS in the house winning sprint cars. 3,000 to win. 350 to start. And, of course, you know, it is Mother's Day weekend. We want to wish all the mothers listening, grandmothers, mothers, and mothers-to-be happy Mother's Day from the J. Dillon Show and the Greenville Speedway because, of course, you know, they're what made us all be able to race. You can always say everybody's got a mother out there somewhere, and y'all be sure to tell your mothers happy Mother's Day Sunday. But like I say, we're going to have the 1,000-to-win factory stock race order this Saturday night at the Greenville Speedway. The track was excellent last Saturday. Carl's been working it all week. I went out there and helped him got on the water truck and the track this week. We got the bank up a little higher than it was last year, brought a little bit of dirt in from the back. As far as the grandstands looked great. I went through, made sure all the facilities were working, bathrooms, concession stands, the whole nine, all the lights working, all the we had some light when the rumble on the gumbo, we had a little bit of trouble with the transponder system, which, you know, when you have one hiccup, everything's going to hiccup. And like I say, when it rained at Ford, you know firsthand, coming up the I-10 and you blow the head gasket on the car. And stuck on the side of the road for a couple hours when you could. But
yeah.
you know, when Rumble and Gumbo, we had a few hiccups, and we got all that fixed. We got the line under the track fixed. We got all the connections fixed on our transponder system. So it everything, Mother Nature holds off. I mean, it's getting a little precipitation right now, but if she holds off and lets us race, we're going to be a 1,000-to-win factor stock race. That's almost double what everywhere else pays on a weekly basis. You bring your own rules. You have to have a paper copy of your rules. It don't matter if you run at Baton Rouge. Don't matter if you run at East Alabama. Don't matter if you run up at Crowley Ridge, at the ditch up at West Memphis, Arkansas, Magnolia, wherever. Bring your rules with you for the 1,000 to win. If you run at Batesville, you run over at Nashville, at Diamond Park, it don't matter. Bring your rules with you, and we will abide by your track rules as long as they're not crazy rules. You know what I mean, Artie? We're not going to let an open motor that's 692 or something like that fly. But as far as, you know, if they're a true factory stock rules and you have a piece of paper of your track rules in your hand with us, we will look over your car, look over your rules, make sure everything's up to snuff, and we will let you race that 1,000 to win. And like I say, 1,000 to win, a factory stock, that's unheard of, Artie. You know that. I know that. When Carl hit me with a 1,000 win, I said, good God, son. $1,000? 10 Benjamin Franklins for a factory stock race? And usually, Artie, on a regular Saturday night on a Jay Dillon show at the Greenville Speedway, we usually run anywhere between, you know, 20 and 25, 30 factory stocks locally. So, I mean, I got a bunch of phone calls from callers from Arkansas that's going to come over, Monticello, run I-30. And like I say, it's going to be a good race this weekend, especially with an ASCS wing sprint cars in the house. My wife and my kids are excited. You know, I'm a door car man, but, I mean, I will watch sprint cars. I watch World Outlaws every time they come on the TV. And we've got a bunch of events coming on up, you know, throughout the summer. We're going to have a big street stock race. We're going to have another big crate race. And, of course, you know, Gumbo Nationals is in. She's a ways out right now, but she'll be here before you know it. You know that, and I know that. You blink out twice, and Santa Claus is coming.
Yep.
And I also want to, and if they're listening at home, if you've got a kid or you are a graduate this year, we want to congratulate all the 2022 graduates this year. Because, you know, it was a tough struggle, 12 years of school. I got one that she's my little sister. She's my videographer from my TikTok and all the Jay Dillon Show videos you see on YouTube. She's graduating valedictorian of her class, and I've got to go to it in the morning. Which, like I said, I want to say congratulations to all our graduates this year, the 2022 class. But we're going to have a whole lot of racing, Artie, on the schedule. And, you know, we do have that. Usually, I've seen it on the schedule, the Firecracker Four Crown race. It's four races across Mississippi, and they end up in Tennessee. And, like I say, we'll be a part of that of the weekend of Memorial Day. It starts on the 29th, 30th, 31st, and 1st. It's four races, four nights, four different tracks. And, of course, Grand Speedway will be involved with that. I didn't get to go down to the Jackson Motor Speedway to that big kart race. I heard the Mississippi Flyer, Mr. Brett White himself, Flight 44. I said, not Flight 95. Flight 95 is West of Green. Flight 44 is Brett White. And that boy is bad on a go-kart. Got to watch him race up in Kosciuszko a couple of times, and he told me, he said, all we need now is a Jay Dillon show up here at the kart track in Kosciuszko announced. And I said, well, him and Chevy Sheet is trying to talk me to go on the road with my PA system like Artie and do a little something. You know what I'm saying, son? It's always a party when Jay Dillon's in the house. But like I say, if you do have a factory stock, or you do have a sprint car, or you do have a street stock, a hobby stock, bring them all to the Greenville Road. I don't think we have modifiers on the list this weekend. But, you know, if they show up and there's four or five of them, Carl will slide them on in there. Because Carl Kilgore and Charity Kilgore does not turn nobody away at the Greenville Speedway. Every driver that races in the race, feature race, does get paid at least a gate fee to get back. You know what I'm saying? So everybody goes home with something. Nobody's leaving empty-handed. And we are having the Frankie D. Young Guns this weekend. That is all from the 13 or 14-year-old all the way down to 6. We've got two guys that are 6 years old going to be in a race car already. First time on the track, you know, first time they're racing for trophies, not racing for money. But we're going to have grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, cousins, sisters, brothers, you name it, they're going to be there watching them babies race. Because I'm excited to see it on my show at the Greenville Speedway. Me and Carl tagged up last year, and we're going to have them, and my little boy is going to get to race this weekend. And you know why I'm excited. I'm excited as a kid on Christmas morning waiting on Santa Claus. Wake up at 4 in the morning looking for Santa Claus to come through the door. But like I say, I hope the Southern Dirt Track Report gets the ride. If I got to donate or something, I may just have to donate him a mule or something to get into the Greensville and the Jacksonville Speedway because, man, I miss my boy Artie. Went in there looking around, looking like I was homeless or something, looking for my man Artie. And then I get a text say he ain't in the stands. I said, oh, man. Just that big hard work.
I wanted to go so bad up to Greenville to see the mod lights. It got rained out, though, so hopefully they
got rained out.
Hopefully they reschedule that race with the mod lights, and I'm going to try to – if I have to fly up there in a plane, I'm coming, and I'll get a Uber from the airport.
I don't know where we're going to put them kiddos. We might have to put them out on the wings, but I will come get you in a day dealing ultralight. it's a ride, cuz. That's all I can tell you. When it ain't bad going up and coming down. You'd be like, ho, cuz. You might slap me in the head a couple times. We'll get it back on the ground. like I say, if I got the Uber, you a ride up here. We'll just have to do what we got to do, and then get you back home, so we get on the Southern Dirt Track Report on TV and on the Facebook Live with Artie. Because my man, he makes dirt racing fun, and he puts on a show every Thursday night right here on the 110 Sports Network. And like I say, my hat's off to him, and I can't give him nothing but applause and praise because he got the Jay Dillon show up and rolling on the 110 Sports Network thanks to him, Mr. Chris Carrington, Carl Kilgore and Charity Kilgore and the Greenville Speedway. It wasn't for all them folks, Jay Dillon wouldn't be on the air tonight and wouldn't be doing what he loves.
We love you, Dillon. And I every time I go to the track and you there, man, we always cut it up, you know.
We've been
that for a minute now, and I appreciate it.
And like I say, and all it is about promotion and love, positivity. Because, man, look, the world is full of negativity all the time, and Jay Dillon tried to keep a smile. Look, I just try to live life to the fullest. My wife come in and she said, you're drilling through a $400 helmet. You know that? I said, yes, ma'am, I do. I said, but didn't you just order a $400 Hans? Or a $400 lamp? She said, yeah. I said, okay. We got to get the boy up front, don't we? Hey, ain't no spare for safety, Artie. Because like I say, one accident, I've seen a couple over the years. I've been watching racing my whole life, 35, from the time I was in a carrier all the way up to today. And, you know, I've seen a couple bad accidents, and I've seen a couple fatalities in the racing world. And, man, it's not cool. And safety, you cannot shortcut safety, especially not for your kids. Because like I told a guy the other day, that's my legacy that I'm putting in a race car. And guess what?
Yep.
I want to be able to be an old man looking back and saying, look, I did that. I started it. Cody Overton, if you know who Cody Overton is, a little sexy, he hit me up a little while ago. He said, he'll be on my show, on the Jay Dillon show. Big sexy Brandon Overton will be on there. Kyle Steffens from Mount Vernon, Illinois. Kyle McMahon. We'll give a little sneak peek. Bloomer might be on there. I talked to Scott on the phone the other day. He's going to try to squeeze in on the Jay Dillon show. So, you know, it is what it is. And Mr. Chris Carrington said, I got to get up with Mr. Martinez and see if I can get him on the Jay Dillon show. I said, son, you mess around too long. I just had to call a few others, you know, at the World of Outlaws and get old Tony Stewart. I met him a couple times. I made him laugh at the Greenville Speedway. Because I told him, I said, I'm that guy that was going to beat him at the Greenville Speedway. He said, man, that's a good joke. I said, yeah, I tell pretty funny jokes. Because I try to keep everybody laughing because there's too many frowns in the world. But like, he come down for a big sprint car race last year with that smoking 14 car. And I told him, I said, you dream back in 86 that somebody going to beat you, and I'm that guy. And he said, you that guy, so I'm him. I'm a laugh you night. He said, what car are you driving? I'm driving the microphone, sorry. what it is, Artie. Like I say, if we can help you any way, shape, form, or fashion, all you got to do is call me one call, that's all. Two clicks, that's quick. Just holler at Jay Dillon or Carl Kilgore. 662-820-0654 or 662-390-3962. Either one of us will help y'all out. If y'all have a factory stock or y'all have any car you want to bring this weekend over to Greenville Speedway, all you got to do is give us a call. We'll be more – look, we do not answer phone call. And if you leave me a voicemail, I will call you back, so we'll call.
Definitely.
If the Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, we don't race, and we will – if you're going to plan on coming, just stay tuned to Greenville Speedway Facebook page. Because we will update it if we do cancel or something happens and we do not get the race, we will update it. And so it will be on the Southern Dirt Track Report's website as well on the Facebook page. So y'all guys stay tuned. Jay Dillon will be there. The lights will be on. Greenville Speedway will be there. We're going to have a party for sure. It's going to be Mother's Day. We're going to give a couple flowers out to a couple mothers. We're going to have a Jay Dillon foot race. So y'all come see me.
Definitely. Thank you so much, y'all. That is Jay Dillon, Greenville Speedway, in the house here tonight, as always, on the podcast here on Thursday night right here on the 110 Nation. We appreciate him each and every week coming on, and always a good time talking to my buddy Jay Dillon over there at Greenville Speedway. All right, so we got Jared Hudson on the line. Jared, tell us about what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Man, what it do, folks. So, getting ready for an awesome weekend of racing. I will be at Deep South Speedway this weekend. Shout out to Ryan Carpenter for coming on the show and talking about Deep South Speedway. That was cool as grits. So, and then you got Tri-County Speedway racing this weekend. So, let's check out Tri-County Speedway.
What happened last week at Why Not? You was there. Tell us about your trip to Why Not last Saturday night.
Okay, so let me backtrack before I go to Why Not. I went to Hattiesburg last weekend for my second time ever. I had a blast. Hattiesburg is rated R for redneck. That pure street race was so fire, you want to call the fire department. Let me tell you, that was cool. So skip over to Saturday night to Why Not, the House of Hook, and holy cow crap, Batman, save us all. They had 90 cars in the pits. That is a crap load of race cars. And Why Not's radar for redneck, radar for racing. I had a blast. So shout out Shannon Ayers for the media pass. Shannon's a good dude. I love Why Not. Rodney is awesome. So I got to watch some cool racing. And I misunderstood. I don't think they had an intermission. I misunderstood it. So I missed the first two features. I was going to take pictures, and I missed, like, the first two features, factory stocks and the standard class. But they had, like, five or six stingers. They had a pile of factory stocks. I think the stingers was the less of the class. They had, like, five or six. They had a full class. But they put on a good show. 604s and 602s. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Jamie Boland and the 232. Jamie Boland was on a rail. That cat is bad fast. Shout out to Trackstar Race Cars, Mike Boland, Jamie Boland. Hit them up for a cool race car. yeah, that was super cool. And let's see. Jeremy Shaw won the Super Late Model race, the MS Challenge Series Super Late Models. And holy cow crap, Batman, that was awesome. Like, literally, Flying Brian Rickman was one of my picks to win. And Flying Brian Rickman had the pole and was smoking them. I'm talking about he was just wide open. I mean, you would have thought Speedy Gonzalez was out there on the racetrack. And then next thing you know, all of a sudden you look up and you see Jeremy Shaw passing. And Jeremy Shaw never looked back. And every time I've seen Jeremy Shaw or his cousin race up there, Why Not, when they win, it's a super big deal. Like, they're all cheesing, smiling, grinning like a possum. They're jumping up and down like a little kid going to Chuck E. Cheese, playing skee ball or something. I mean, that's what I love to see at the racetrack. You know, I mean, a lot of times you see somebody win and they're like, hey, it's just another win. But to see Jeremy Shaw win, look, go to our Facebook and you'll see my picture I got in Victory Lane. That was cool as grits, man. He gets out of the car and jumps on the car and is just grinning ear to ear like a possum on the top of that race car with that checkered flag. That was the photo of the night, so that was cool. That's something that I won't never forget. And good racing in street stocks, all classes. The House of Hook was hashtag hooked up. And I got to give a shout-out to the track owner, Rodney Wing. Rodney Wing went out there and all those supers, and he finished sixth out of all those MS Challenge Series supers. Now, that's cool, and everybody gives Rodney the nickname Lugnut, so y'all need to ask him why they do that, why he got, or how he got the nickname. But it's so cool to see the track owner. He comes out and races every now and then, and when he races, it doesn't matter what he's in, he's fast. And he come back and finished sixth in that Super in that number 10 car. That's pretty big. That's the best I've ever seen him do in racing. I mean, I've seen him win races, but as far as I've never seen him race a Super race, and that was cool, man, to hang in there with all the big boys, you know, Jeremy Shaw, Rick Rickman, Brian Rickman, so many big names in that race. So that was cool. And also got to talk a little fuel safety with him and the race safety fuel arrestor, so that was cool. And just why not? It's just an awesome, awesome track. And they got done at a good time, a decent time. They got done at like 11-something. A lot of tracks, sometimes it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Not why not. They get out there, and there's not a lot of wrecks. And and also the modified, I don't remember the driver's name, but it was a 38 car. It was white and pink, and I'd have to go back and look. But he won the modified race, and when you see Toby Hodge and some of these other regular big names and whatnot, you are scant back, son. I mean, you are scooting to beat Toby Hodge or – okay, Jimmy Anderson. Okay, so Jimmy Anderson in the 38. That was cool, man. So shout out Chris Creighton for that. So, yeah, why not? It was just super awesome. And I will be going back several more times. I got a bunch of races coming up this year. And then, of course, when you have ADX South, I will be promoting fuel safety with a race safe fueler. Just look us up on Facebook. Keep fuel from spilling from your race car. Holler at me. We got them for sale. Fuel fires are very scary, so hit me up. And then Tri-County Speedway, let's look at their Facebook really quick, see what they got going this weekend. Unstoppable Saturday night in Swamp. Who's ready to see side-by-side? Let's see. $25 pit pass, ages 11 and up, $15 for ages 3 to 10. If racing, then 25 free, 2 and under. All right, let me see what classes they got this weekend. Oh, while I'm looking that up, they just announced at Tri-County Speedway, I'm so glad they got the modifieds back. So it's probably going to be Greg Hopkins may win it, because Greg Hopkins, he's been a track champion there, and, you know, he could drive a racetrack backwards blindfolded. That boy can drive. But let's check this out. It's the Modified Mania Series. So excited and proud to announce this mini-series for the Open Wheel Modified class. We'll be using the USRA Modified Rulebook, which is United States Racing Association, Modified Rulebook with the addition of both the American Racer KK704 and Hoosier G60 tires, full groove and pipe allowed, coolest grip. Top 5 points finishers will receive points fund purse and matches the top 5 payout for a series race. Champion's purse, $2,000. Daggum. Oh, that's good. Second place, $1,000. Third place, $600. Fourth place, $450. Fifth place, $400. Each race will have a $100 entry fee. Half of the entry fees goes directly to the points fund, the other half to the track for the race purse. And they're qualifying. Cars will be timed during hot laps. The best time taken from hot laps will determine the heat race starting order. Heat races will be 8 laps. Feature events will be 30 laps. All starting and restart procedures will follow the established rules for starting and restarting races. Tri-County Speedway initial starts double file with the pole sitter on the inside, first row. Flagman starts the race and anywhere from the middle of the turn in his discretion. On restarts, we will allow the leader to be out front as a single car. Second place will select inside or outside. And it keeps going on to say, if you come stop on the speedway drawing, the caution twice in a race, you'll be sent to the back. And, of course, purse $2,000, $1,000, $450, $400, $350, and so on down. May the 21st is the first race. June 18th, second race. July 30th, August 27th, September 24th, and October the 22nd. So that's prices for you modified drivers. So So go on out to the swamp. Watch out for them big mosquitoes when you go down there. Don't wear shorts like an idiot like I've done. Stupid. Wear long pants. Take your mosquito spray. And just go have fun. The Day family is awesome. Go see Miss Marilyn. Tell her thank you. Tell Chuck Day thank you for racing. And, of course, this weekend, one of the classes they're racing is the new Iron Horse late models. It's basically 602's been got too expensive, then got outrageous. The regular average Joe, your average redneck, cannot afford a 602. So they take basically a 602, take the 602 motor out and put a steelhead motor in it, 350, whatever. And the shock's a little different. And, of course, you run your late model tires, whichever tires they use, and go out there and go race. It's the cheapest late model class out there. And they started with two cars. Chuck Day finished second, which is pretty cool. He hadn't raced in many, many years. Joshua Day, which is Isaiah's brother, finished first. He won that one. And then last race, they had four cars. So my buddy Jamie Mazingo hopefully will have his car there this weekend. So shout out to Mazingo Racing. Go watch him. And shout out to my friend David Kranick at Impact Zone Photos. He'll probably have some cool photos this weekend. But the Iron Horse class, I'm excited for it because your your average guy can go out there and buy a late model and go race. It's cool as grits, man. And so... And speaking of late models, so I was talking with Scott Sessions at Northwest Florida a while back. Man, Scott Sessions is tight. I like Scott Sessions a lot. And so he knows that I like to share those Chuck Norris jokes. And we joke around a lot because I like to be funny. And he told me one day, and I laughed so hard, if I laughed any harder, I would pee in my pants. But he told me, he said, Chuck Norris can take a go-kart and win a super late model race.
That's right.
I'm telling you, look, I would pay to see that.
But, all right, Jeremy, any last things you want to speak on?
Yeah, so last thing, remember, find you a good church home on Sunday. Remember, you're not promised tomorrow. If you're a Christian like me, tell everybody about Jesus. I mean, no telling how many people you run into each day that don't know about Jesus. So tell them about Jesus. Make somebody smile. Make them laugh. Tell them a Chuck Norris joke. They'll laugh 20 minutes on one joke. So y'all have a good weekend. God loves you. Jesus saves.
All right. Thank you, Jared. And I want to say one thing. We have shirts for sale. If anybody wants to buy a shirt, they're $25 a piece. If you get a 3X or a 4X, they are going to go up to $30 a piece. Right now on Talking Dirt page, we have a game going on. $3, you can get you a spot on the game, and we got six spots remaining, and we're going to be giving away a shirt. So you get $3. It's a 12-person game. We're going to play games every week on that page. We got knives and everything lined up. So get on there. That's how we're going to raise a little bit of money for the Dirt Track Report. So get on the Talking Dirt, powered by the Southern Dirt Track Report Facebook page, and make sure you click on the game and sign up for that as well. All right, y'all, that is Jared Hudson giving us the South Alabama Report. We appreciate him and everything that he does here for the Southern Dirt Track Report. He is my right-hand man, and I appreciate everything that he does for the report and for racing in the South. We got Terry on the line, Jackson Motor Speedway. What is going on?
What's going on, Artie? How you doing, bud?
Oh, not too much. How are you today?
We all right, man. Been a long day for me. I've been up since about 4 o'clock this morning, been on the road all day long. But I finally made it home and getting to relax for a few minutes.
Definitely, definitely.
So,
tell us about what's going on with that, Jackson.
Well, of course, we're going to be off this weekend. We go back racing next weekend, May the 14th. I did get a phone call this week from the McElhaney's, that Chris McElhaney, who drives the 604 Great Lake Models. I did get a phone call this week. They called me and told me that, unfortunately, they had prior engagements, so they will not be here for the bounty money for May 14th. So we're having to push the bounty back on him to the next race, which will be May the 28th. So the Street Stocks and the 602 Sportsmen are going to run for bounty on May 14th. Street Stocks are $800 with the bounty, and the 602 bounty of Zach Owens is $1,000. And we've got a $100 fast time qualifier on the Sportsmen. If we get 12 or more cars, we will two-car, two-lap qualify them. Also, on the 604 crates for May the 28th, the bounty on Chris McElhaney, it stands at $2,500 with the $200 fast time award plus payout. So we got some bounty money coming in.
No doubt. And people keep on adding to it, so that's a plus.
Right. We're getting it's getting on up there. I mean, you talking about bounty money plus payout? Not bad, man. Not bad at all.
No doubt. Good payday at Jackson Motor Speedway. And it's unfortunate about McElhaney's situation, but the Street Stocks and the 602s should have a good car count there. Their bounties are still going on May 14th. That's good to hear. What else is going on over at Jackson?
Well, that's about it as of now. June the 4th. I'm starting to gear up. We got the USCS Sprint Cars coming in June the 4th. So I've started my notes for it for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be writing notes down on the USCS.
Sweet.
I've got my notebook here so I can keep up with my notebook and all my notes that I need to talk about.
Awesome. So when is the Hot Shot race?
Hot Shot Shootout is coming up. Now, see, you asked me something that I wasn't prepared for. If you give me just a second, I'd tell you. The Hot Shot Shootout is July the 16th.
July 16th. Ladies and gents, if you're listening, you do not want to miss that race. I'm telling you, last year it felt like you was at a sprint car race with the Stingers, with the Hot Shot, should we say. It really was a great time, a great atmosphere. And I'm sure it's going to get bigger and better for this year coming up. We're going to continue to push that race, especially as it gets closer.
Yep. The Hot Shot Shootout's going to be $1,000 to win. And we try to make them a little special. We try to make them feel like they're Crate Lake model guys. You know, we'll get them out there. We'll get them three or four wide going around the racetrack and let them through that three-wide salute or the four-wide salute and let the fans up in the stands scream and yell and holler at them and get everybody all excited and wound up before that green flag drops down. But we're gearing up for that now.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Trying to think I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with my vehicle, but we got to work on that part before I can commit to anything.
We can replace the head gasket. Go ahead, knock the windshield out, knock the doors out, put a roll cage in it. We'll put it out there on the racetrack and we'll.
Yeah,
I'm going to go get you a new one.
Yeah, we can roll with that one, man. Look, the motor's almost gone, so let's just have fun with it. We'll knock everything
right
out of it and just go with it, you know. We'll hopefully it makes the whole race. You know, that'd be fun. See a little SUV
Absolutely.
Out there running around the track.
Yeah. I do want to throw a little shout out for our sponsors for these bounty races. I do want to give a little shout out to them. We got E&M Construction. If you need any dirt work done around your house, you can give them a phone call at 601-382-4180. And we've got Direct Auto Parts. If you need any parts for your truck or SUVs, you can give them a call at 601-372-1233. And also, our final sponsor for this is Brady's Heating and Cooling. If your AC is being shady, call Brady, 601-941-1476. Sponsors there, I just wanted to give them a little shout-out real quick.
No doubt, no doubt. There's nothing wrong with that. We're going to support people who support dirt track racing, and that's what this is all about.
Absolutely.
Get out there and support those businesses that support dirt track racing.
But, Artie, we are wound up. We're getting excited. I know we're off this weekend, but the next weekend, May 14th, we're going to have two bounty classes, two classes with bounties on them running. And I think we're going to end up with some really good show for May 14th.
No doubt. Sounds fun. Sounds exciting.
And
it sounds like I'm ready for some dirt track racing over at Jackson Motor Speedway. I'm going to have to Uber up, I guess, but we'll figure it out when it comes down to it. But
that's it. We'll get you one way or another.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. We're going to get up there and come see y'all. It's just a trial for me. It seems like that's all my whole life is. It's nothing but trials. And, I just got to keep on keeping on and just try to make it happen, you know, and that's what the goal is.
God's not going to put nothing in front of you that you can't handle.
That's right. That's right. Amen on that. Anything else you'd like to say?
Man, that's about it for me tonight.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. We're sorry I missed Amanda tonight. But y'all get on out to Jackson Motor Speedway. Go see Terry and his crew over there as they are making it happen each and every week. Lots of improvements on the track, scoreboard up, lighting. All kinds of good stuff out there. It looks like a totally different place when you go show up there now. Y'all go out and support Jackson Motor Speedway in Byram, Mississippi.
I appreciate you, Artie.
All right, not a problem. We'll see you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, y'all. And that's going to come to our show here. Go on out and check out the 110 Nation on Facebook. And also check out the Talking Dirt page of the Southern Go Track Report. We got a game going on with a shirt. We got another game that we just started with a knife. It's real cheap to play the game, and it's all about raising money for Southern Go Track Report to try to get the stuff that we need to make this thing bigger and better than ever. We have T-shirts for sale, $25 for anything 2X or smaller, 3X and 4Xs will be $30 a shirt. And we have all kinds of stuff going on. We got stickers for sale. We got candles for sale. Candles for men, that's right. If you want dirt track mud smell, if you want exhaust fume smell, if you want high octane smell, we got several ones to choose from. Check out the shop on Southern Dirt Track Report's Facebook page and make sure y'all check that out. It is awesome here. I really enjoy doing this show each and every week. It's like a family. We get together every Thursday. And we get to talk about dirt track racing, and that's what we live for. That's what we love. That's what's in our blood. That's what's in our veins. We are a dirt track nation here on the 110 Nation. So be sure to get out there and support your local dirt track racing. It is unbelievable. I think we got somebody on or no?
Yeah, Artie, yeah. This is Chris. Look, I want to stress once again, man, that we appreciate all you people that are listening to the show weekly, and we appreciate all you that are being a part of it, man. You're making the numbers grow every week. We once again had a good viewership for last week and all, and, you know, it's just very important that we let people know where they can get their Dirt Track podcast at. You know, we can be found on YouTube, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Spreaker. I mean, it's phenomenal, all the things that all the places that this show can go, and you can, you know, have availability to it, be able to listen to it. And you know, it's just important that that everybody knows how easily accessible this show is to listen to, whether you want to listen to it live or you want to listen to it on one of the podcast platforms. Either way, It does us a lot of good. Also, Artie, if you've heard this show and you've heard Ron Southern or you heard Mr. Terry there or you heard somebody from your local track, tell them that you heard them on this show, on Southern Dirt Track Report. When you see that, hey, I heard you the other night on SDTR, man, great job, you know. Let these track owners know. Let these promoters know. Let these announcers know that they're being heard, because we can tell y'all, oh, yeah, the numbers are looking good, the numbers are looking great, but nothing will tell that promoter better than, hey, I heard you on the show the other night, man. That's the reason why we're here. Or we're big-time supporters of the racetrack, and we listen to you promote the show on Thursday night. Man, we want to get that kind of feedback to our participators. It's the 110 Nation way, man, and we're glad to have the Southern Dirt Track Report here on the 110 Nation Sports show and bringing Jay Dillon on in a couple weeks. May 22nd, I think, is the drop time for that pod drop. You know, we don't just put out podcasts, bro. We do pod drops around here. I don't know where the term will come from, and I don't even know if it's a cool term yet or not, Artie. But we do pod drops around here, so we're gonna drop another pod here tonight. And it's thanks to you and Jared Hudson and all the people that have come on here tonight to spread the gospel, spread the good news, spread the excitement that goes on weekly at these bull rings and these arenas. Every single weekend, brother. And I know you're going through some trials and tribulations. Thank you for keeping your head up and keeping things moving here on the show. It's great being your partner, and really love producing the show. Of course, Jared has stepped up and started producing as well, so some nights I may have to be a part of somebody else's show. And so I really appreciate Jared Hudson for stepping up and kind of learning the back group there as we're growing here at the 110 Nation. Look, guys, if you have any questions about sponsorship or anything, you can hit us up on the Facebook side or just go through Artie or Jay Dillon or whatever, and we'll do our best to get your product served here on the 110 Nation Sports Show, not just with this show, but all the shows. We want to be committed to you, the listener, and you, the supporter. Back to you, Artie.
Definitely, man. We can't do it without the listeners and these people that come on this show each and every week. We have a big list of people that have came on the show and who are coming on the show later on. And, you know, we only did like one driver interview this whole season, maybe two. But that's going to pick up too as well in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have a checkup with our favorite racer over in Colorado area. We're going to get her back on the show, and we got a lot of big things planned, and we might even actually have a little Arizona, a little update from Arizona from the dirt track scene over there coming up in the next couple weeks. So the show is expanding, and people are really tuning in, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that reached out to me about, hey, you know, we want to be a part of this show, even out of our area. We have a lot of people, you know, about the show going on. So it's pretty awesome to hear different people from different areas and really get a whole group of people together to do this show each and every week. Southern Dirt Truck Report is growing, and it's pretty awesome how you know, it's just one of those things that's it just keeps growing. And that's all we can ask for, you know. Chris, when he approached me about the show a couple years ago now, it was like, you know, is that something that we want to do? Is that something that we want to grow? And this thing has taken off, and it's just a part of a Saturday night now. And it's awesome to see it going. My son is actually playing T-ball on Thursday night, so it's hard to get on right at 7 o'clock sometimes. Today was his birthday. Well, yesterday was his birthday. So today we did a little extra thing after his game. We ended at 7, so that's why we came on a little late tonight. But needless to say, each and every week we're going to try to get this thing cranked up at 7 o'clock. And we got a lot of guests, a lot of different drivers going to be calling in, a lot of different people going to be calling in the next few weeks. I'm excited about the show. we actually I reached out to the five asphalt tracks in South Alabama about coming on the show as well. So the show is going to have racing, and it's not just going to be about dirt tracks or kart racing. It's going to be asphalt race, drag racing. We got a lot of different things coming up, and we're going to try to highlight all of our stuff here in the South. I do have a little bit of bad news before we get off of here. Southern Style Mud Racing is the site you can go to on Facebook. They are shutting their doors down. They have already decided that they will not race this season, and they are going to cover up the mud bog arena. I got to go there last year for the first time, and I'm telling you, like, that place is awesome. I wish I had the money or the backing to keep that place going. And it's a little bit different than what we're used to, but they have it's basically three tracks into one. They have your regular mud bog that everybody gets in and races on the left side. The right side mud bog is actually the deep hole where only a few can get in and get out. Not many people make it through there. And then right down the middle, they have a four-second drag race, dirt drag racing, straight down the middle in between the two mud bogs. And I'm going to tell you, that place was awesome. It was rocking and rolling the night that I went. Not too many cars. That's the problem they're having is the car count. They can't keep on doing a show with only about 12 cars there every night. But I do feel that the Southern Style Mud Racing is going to be missed, especially by the people that go out there and support it each and every week. You know, go out there and tell the Burnett family on Southern Style Mud Racing Facebook page. Tell them you love them. You appreciate everything they did over the last few years to make this thing happen, and you're sad that they're going. The facility there is pretty top-notch, you know, but they're going to cover it up and make a cow pasture out of it again. So it's sad to hear that, and we hope that that everything works out for them and that they keep on keeping on. So just keep them in your prayers over there at Southern Style Mud Racing. And go check out their Facebook page. It's now done, but you can at least go check out some old pictures and some videos and some other stuff on there, and you can see what it was all about. It definitely a good time when I went, the one time that I went last season. I went to the last race of last season, and I wish I would have been there more because the place it was jam-packed with people, and it's sad to see that thing go. So keep the Burnett family in your prayers, and hopefully somebody comes along before they fill the mud hole in, and they can get somebody somebody out there listening can maybe help them out, maybe rent the track or something, because I'd love to see that place, you know, continue and get it going again. So I guess that's it for tonight for the podcast. Thank the 110 Nation for everything they do. Thank Chris Creighton for being my producer there. Thank the Southern Dirt Truck Report Nation for tuning in each and every week, getting the word out on the races, getting the word out on this podcast. And it's on 1,000 different podcasts. So wherever you get your podcast from, look us up, the 110 Nation. Type in 110 Nation on there. It'll come up. And then look at Southern Dirt Truck Report. That is all I have for tonight. I love you guys. God bless. We will probably, 90% of me is saying I'm going to be at Hattiesburg on Friday night. And then Saturday night, we could be at Deep South. That might be the option. It just depends on, you know, who's going and if I can catch a ride with somebody since the ride is down. So we could wind up at Pike County on Saturday, could wind up at Deep South on Saturday. Be on the lookout on the page. We'll let you know where we're at. Subscribe to us on the Southern Dirt Truck Report, $4.99 a month. There's about 45 races on there from this season. It's just nonstop racing. You can get all your videos on there on a supporter page now. It's only $4.99 a month. And we appreciate everybody on there. We got 40 plus, I think we had 43 supporters now. So the page has really taken off, and we appreciate everybody on there. So get on there to see all the videos, all the pictures. There's a lot of there's a lot of stuff posted on there. And then check out our regular page for all the weekly news going on with the tracks. That is it for our podcast, Talking Dirt, tonight. Thank y'all. God bless. And Chris, hit me with some music.
That's a dirt track thing. Throwing mud, but it looks so clean. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. 3/8 of the little bull ring. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Waffle House with a dirt track queen. Yeah, now that's a dirt track thing. Roll through the pit gate, pit pass paid. Bubba Dunn called, said he got a spot saved. Lil Dave said that he drew a 35. Probably gonna put him third row inside. Hey, it's still sloppy on the bottom. Hit him on the high side, I guarantee you got him. I'm like, dude, I'm on the outside pole. Looking like another W for K-Mo. All cars to pack the track. Better see mud or you're starting in the back. I don't think so, lady. The chrome arrows too clean for y'all, baby. Call my heat to the stage in lane. Turning them heads when they hear my name. Everybody knows that I came to win. As I say a little prayer and let the show begin. Wide open when the lights turn green. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Throwing mud, but it looks so clean. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. 3/8 for the little bull ring. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Waffle House with a dirt track queen. Yeah, now that's a dirt track. Brand new lift, brand new shop. Brand new springs, brand new shocks. Fresh new motor getting picked up today. Lied to your wife about the price that you paid. Boy, I got it made. Ain't nobody flyer. Spent my last 100 on some good used tires. Tweaked on the chassis, made it a little lighter. Spacer on the left rear, cause I like them tighter. And everybody gets mad when they wreck bad. Dude, you hit everything but the tech pad. Hey, speaking of the tech pad, anybody know what they're checking? They threw a yellow and he wasn't even spinning yet. They'll be talking about that on the internet. Pit lizards, I have to admit it. I like it when you got a little rip percentage. Wide open.